Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And please write neatly so we know who you are. I am Mrs. Oldham and I can read my name. Can you read yours? All right, here we go. If you look at number one, you're going to see a sentence with some circles under it. I am going to call those circles bubbles. So be prepared. And then next to the sentence, you're going to see a picture. See the picture of the boy? He's sitting down. See how he's sitting crisscross applesauce? We're going to color that picture of that boy. Let's color his hair yellow. Go ahead and make his hair yellow. And I don't know his name, but he's doing a great job sitting down on the carpet. I love it. Take two more seconds to color his hair yellow. Two. One. Let's make his pants blue. Any kind of a blue crayon will work. Doesn't matter to me. Make his pants blue. You can kind of do one leg and then the other leg. It's kind of small. All right. Two more seconds. Two. One. And let's make his shirt red. So this is supposed to be a picture clue. So I'm pretty sure the sentence is going to be about this boy and his shirt or his pants, or maybe it's going to be about McDonald's. What do you think? Do you think this is a clue for McDonald's? Do you think our sentence will be about that? No? All right, hold on to that red crayon for me. You're so smart. I want you to look at the sentence and I want you to find the word sit. Sit. Look at the sentence on number one. Look for the word sit. It. Because that's what he's doing. He's doing a great job. It. Do you see it? If you count the bubbles going across, it's the fourth bubble. One, two, three, four. And the word is S-I-T, sit. Will you color that bubble under the word sit red? Color the bubble red or fill in that bubble red. Just the bubble under sit. Don't color any other bubbles. And then put down your red crayon. I'm going to practice reading this with you. I'm going to read this sentence. Get your pointer finger out. Put it on the bubble under the word now. And I'm going to read the sentence to you. I'm going to read it fluently. And what I mean by that is I'm going to read it like I'm talking, not like I'm a robot, like I'm a real human being, because I am. You point to the words when I read. Okay, here we go. Now you will sit down. That's what he's doing. He's doing great. Let's do it again. Listen to me read. You point with your finger. Now you will sit down. It's a direction. Let's read it together. Ready, begin. Now you will sit down. One more time. Now you will sit down. Good. Let's move to number two. Whoa, look at that pig. He's cute. Okay, find a pink crayon to color your pig. Let's color the pig pink. All right. Oh, he's so cute. You know, you can have a pet pig. I don't have one, but I've seen that some people, no one I know in real life, but I have heard that some people can have pet pigs, like that live in their house, not on a farm. How cool would that be? All right. Because we're coloring a picture of a pig, I'm pretty sure it's a picture clue, and I'm pretty sure that the sentence on number two is going to be about the movie Cars. What do you think? No? But what do you think it's going to be about, the sentence? What do you think it's going to be about? Oh, a pig? Okay, because it's a... All right, yeah, I agree with you. All right, hold on to your pink crayon. Take two more seconds if you're still coloring. Two, one. Look at number two. Search for the word pig. P-I-G. P-I-G. Pig. Do you see it? It's the last word in the sentence. Will you fill in the bubble and make it pink under the word pig? Color the bubble pink. Okay. Now I want you to hang on to your pink crayon and I want you to look for the word big. Can you find the word big? B-ig. Do you see it? Yes, it's right next to the word pig. If you count the bubbles going across, one, two, three, four, five, it's the fifth bubble. It says B-I-G. Color that bubble pink for me. So we have big pig. And then next to the word pig is a question mark. So we get to practice using our question voice. Put down your pink crayon, get your pointer finger out, put it under the first word do. And listen to me read this question sentence with a question voice. Move your finger when I read. Ready? Do you see the big pig? Hear my question voice? Let's do it again. Follow along with your finger. Do you see the big pig? Okay, do it with me. Read it out loud. Not too loud, though. Here we go. Do you see the big pig? And one more time. Do you see the big pig? So that's our question voice. Let's move down to number three. Look, it's a pin. It's the kind you can like put a name tag on your shirt with, something like that. Let's color that pin orange. Can you find an orange crayon? Any kind will do. Any color of orange. Let's color the pin orange. These can poke you. These can be kind of dangerous. You want to make sure that you've got help if you're trying to use one of these because they can poke you and it can hurt. It's not fun if you get poked with this pin. But they work for like pinning, like sometimes I think maybe like preschool teachers use them to pin things to kids so that their parents will know what they're talking about. All right, take 2 more seconds for the orange pin. Two. One, because it's a picture of a pin, I want you to look for the word pin in the sentence. Pin. P-I-N. Pin. Yep, it's at the very end of the sentence. P-I-N. Color that bubble orange for me. Just the bubble under pin. And if you look at the word pin, there's an exclamation mark next to it. Go ahead and put down your orange crayon. The exclamation mark means we're excited or we're mad or we have a lot of emotion. So put your finger under the word give. The first word says give. Put your finger on the bubble. I'm going to practice reading it very emotionally. And I want you to listen and move your finger. Ready? Give me the pin! So maybe a little kid got it and you're scared. And so you're kind of yelling a little. So let's go back to the beginning and try it again. Ready? Give me the pin! Scary. Okay, do it with me. Not too loud, but you're excited or scared. Ready? Give me the pin! Last time. Ready? Go. Give me the pin! Excellent. All right, scoot down to number four. I see a jar. I see a jar. Let's fill up that jar with gumballs. Find a red crayon, any kind of a red crayon will work. And I want you to make round circles. Let's make 10 gumballs. 10 gumballs, fill it up. Round red circles. They can touch or they don't have to. Fill it up. We're going to make 10 of them. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. 10. You should have 10 red gumballs in the jar. Take about 3 more seconds to finish up those red gumballs. They don't have to be perfect, just round red gumballs. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Now let's color the lid on the jar red also. Make it a red lid on the jar. I love gumballs. I love to pop gumballs. I love to blow bubbles with gumballs. Okay, 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, look for the word lid in the sentence. Lid. Lid. Do you see it? It's the third word. LID. Color that bubble red for me to match our gumballs. Lid. And then put down your red crayon. Get your finger out. I see a question mark. Do you see a question mark? We get to use our question voice. I love using my question voice. Okay, put your finger on the first bubble. Follow along while I read. Ready? Is the lid on it? Is it? Try again. Move your finger. Listen to me read. Is the lid on it? We're asking a question. Go ahead, go back to the beginning. Read it out loud with me. Practice your question voice. Ready, go. Is the lid on it? Is it? Do it one more time. Ready, go. Is the lid on it? Excellent. Let's scoop down. Oh, I see some vegetables and some dip. Yum, yum. Let's color the dip yellow. The dip inside the bowl, color it yellow. Do you like ranch dip? Some kids love it and some kids don't. I happen to love it. Take one more second for the yellow dip. One and done. All right, find an orange crayon for the carrot inside the dip. That's a carrot sticking inside the dip. Color it orange. And then see the carrots on the like outside of the bowl, not the celery, the little carrots. There's two of them. Color those orange. Take about 2 seconds, two, one, and then find your green crayon to color the celery sticks green. See them? They look like little, I don't know, half little circley thingies, tubes. That's celery. Yum, yum. Okay. Hold on to your green crayon. Let's look for the word dip and color the bubble green. D-ip. D-ip. Do you see it? It's the last word. Color it green, the bubble. Color the bubble green for the word dip. DIP. And then put down your green crayon. I see a question mark. So we get to practice our question voice again. Put your finger on the first bubble for do. Listen to me ask you the question sentence. Watch. Do you like the dip? Do you? Do it again. Move your finger. Ready, go. Do you like the dip? One more time. You do it with me. Do you like the dip? Do you? I do. You might not. All right, let's scoot down to number six. I see a boy. Looks like he's going to dig in the dirt. Let's color that boy's hair brown. Color his hair brown. And then we'll color the dirt brown too while we've got our brown crayon in our hand. He is gonna dig. I don't know what he's digging. All right, color the dirt brown also. So he has brown hair, and then we've got brown dirt surrounding him, and the shovel sticking in it. Okay, take two more seconds for the brown dirt. Good job. All right, let's color his shirt. Let's do red. Can you find a red crayon? Any kind of red will work. Let's color his shirt red. And then we'll color his pants blue. Oh, that's what we did up above. I just realized that. Well, it doesn't matter. They can match, right? Sure. So he has a red shirt and blue pants. Red shirt, blue pants. All right. Hang on to your blue crayon for me. We're going to look for the word dig. You're going to see it twice. So get ready. I want you to look for it twice. Dig. D-I-G. Dig. There it is. It's the third word. D-I-G. Bubble that bubble blue. Fill in that bubble blue. And there's one more word that says dig. See if you can find it. D-I-G. Yep, it's the last one, D-I-G. Fill in that bubble and make it blue. And then put down your crayon. We're going to practice reading this sentence. It has a period, so we're just going to use our regular voice. You point to the words and I'll read it first. Here we go. He can dig and dig. One more time, move your finger. He can dig and dig. Okay, do it with me. No robot voices. Ready? He can dig and dig. Excellent. All right, let's go back up to number one and practice our sentences all the way down. So, number one, he is sitting down. Let's read it. Use your finger. Here we go. Now you will sit down. Number two. It's about the big pig, remember? Do you see the big pig? Number three. Ooh, we were scared because of the pin. Ready? Give me the pin! Number four. We were asking about a lid. Let's read it. Is the lid on it? Number five. I wanted to know if you liked the dip. Ready? Do you like the dip? And our last one. He can dig and dig. Boys and girls, you did the whole activity. Oh, and none of us sounded like a robot. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.